This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This BFM Budget 2023 special is brought to you by Ma Sing.
7:48 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Shaoning and Philip. Now, the past 2 years of multiple lockdowns and disrupted supply chains hit the world economy hard, but SMEs suffered more than most with their limited cash flow and reliance on brick and mortar operations. If you couldn't tide through the times and adapt, you would have been forced to downsize or worse, shutter your business.
The government sought to help them with multiple assistance packages amounting to billions. As well as last year's budget 2022, that was the largest ever at a whopping ringgit 332 billion. Many of these were focused on funding as well as digitalization initiatives.
However, as budget 2023 draws near and with the country's economy still on shaky ground, what can we expect from the upcoming budget that actually might help SMEs recover and also grow?
For some thoughts on this, we have on the line with us Chin Chi Siong, National Secretary General of the SME Association of Malaysia. Chi Siong, good morning. Thanks very much for speaking with us. Can we start with getting your perspectives of how SMEs have been coping on the ground? Do you see them recovering well at this stage?
Good morning, and thank you for having me here. For the question that you've asked, I think with thanks to the easing of pandemic situation as well as the lifting of the MCO, on the ground, we have noted that almost 70% of the SMEs are getting back on track with a great improvement in their businesses. But of course, of late, many of them are starting to experience gradual slowdown, especially in the last quarter, due to the unfavorable and global economic situation where few major economies out there are experiencing even stagflation effect. With the high inflation rate. But in general, so far, as of today, most of the SMEs are, you know, happy to get back to their own business.
Okay, Chi Siong, let's drill down into the details a little bit more. I mean, what sectors are recovering better and which sectors are actually still having challenges, especially, like you say, in the last quarter?
I think for SME, mainly, we are in the service sector, right? Most of us are in the service sector. And the one who really recover fast is the ICT sectors, you know, the IT provider and service provider, as well as those essential product provider with food and services such as retail F&B are recovering much better than those non-essential product, you know, like the apparel, furniture, renovation, etc. are experiencing a much slower kind of recovery. But of course, on the other end, the one who grow very fast is the e-commerce and logistics sector. They are not recovering. They are in fact constantly having great business even during the MCO. Another one will be the tourism sector. The tourism sector are still facing slowing down in terms of the visitor and tourism due to the fact that it's not all country has been fully relieved of their movement control. And we really need, the industry really need many assistance, also support from the government, mainly from the Ministry of Tourism, like what they did last time, to have more promotional activities and incentive to spice up the industry, especially for the domestic tourism industry.
So recovery has taken place. There's demand. There is a requirement for these products and services. Are there enough people to deliver these products and services, though?
Yeah, so far we have been making a lot of noises. I think every day you can see on the news that the hot topic on the labor, you know, shortage issue, you know, in all sectors, especially on the so-called agriculture sector and manufacturing sector. But the government have taken steps. I think they just announced they have approved more than 500,000 of foreign workers to be in the country soon. But as usual, we do hope the process, the application process, the procedure of bringing in to be faster, as well as make it much easier. If not, we still will face a similar problem. And we don't expect to see anyone coming in even after 3 to 6 months. So that will definitely affect the on the ground and the business recovery.
Chi Siong, I'm trying to understand the nature of the SMEs. Of course, you cover a wide range of industries, but is it possible to shift our dependence away from this foreign labor so that SMEs embrace maybe more automation Is that something that should be addressed in budget 2023?
Yeah. In fact, this is the one we have been talking about. Digitization, you know, automation, transformation is the thing to go. We have seen many during the last couple of years, even without the MCO, the pandemic, a lot of Malaysian manufacturing companies, especially those who have good business overseas, they are already in the process of engaging, you know, transforming into automation. And this is very important, especially for the SME, because of the fact that right now, Malaysia have signed, you know, the RCEP and CTPPP, the trade agreement, and we are not only able to access more than 16 countries or 15 countries worldwide, but as well as they are coming in. So we have to equip ourselves. And the way to go and to compete with them is definitely very important to have digital transformation and looking into ways how could it, you know, make the company much more efficient in terms of production for the manufacturing, as well as, you know, internal operationalized improvements, and they could able to compete with the external company who are coming in to our market.
Most recently, the National Recovery Council Chairman, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, did call for another loan moratorium for SMEs. What are your thoughts on this, Chee Siong? Is this something that SMEs need at this juncture?
I think anything that come by is such a, I would say it is an aid, right, to the SMEs will be great. But I don't think it is viable or possible at the moment. I know, as you know, banks, commercial banks, are the ones going to get involved very much into this. But commercial banks, they are also, you know, most of them are listed companies. They have shareholders to take to take care of. You know, they have their own governance, their own, you know, policy that I would say that it's difficult for them to come by on this. Though I would support if they come in, they'll be great. But I think that's, this is not what we need at the moment, because most of the thing we really need is how government will budget, coming budget to help the businesses and to get back on the ground faster.
Exactly. So the point is, you're saying that the loan moratoriums is not a viable product. You already mentioned earlier that demand is going to wane. We're seeing that softening in demand. What do you want to see then in budget 2023?
I think there are a couple of things we want the budget 2023 to focus on right now. You know, consumer confidence is important. You know, with the OPR raising up, you know, most consumers are going to have less money to spend. This is the fact. Because we got to, most of them have loan, you know, whether it is in terms of cars or in terms of housing. And that will eat into our daily spending. Like you can see that the slowing down of the non-essential product, because we have to choose what to spend. And the businesses all depend mainly on the consumer, especially for the SMB. And this is very important. We do hope the government will look into how, you know, to spice up the economy. And also, especially when now we're talking about the new team that with the so-called Kuala Lumpur Malaysia, we should look into some form of budget that will raise the spirit of Kuala Lumpur Malaysia with benefit to all rakyat, you know, in respect of where they are and who they are. So what I'm trying to say is that there are many things the government can do besides, you know, putting on some aids to the B40 and 40. They could do more for the micro SME as well, the SME, especially on the competition they're going to face with the RCEP and CTPP to be affected.
Okay, Chee Siong, meanwhile, there has been a lot of talk with regards to reforming our taxation system, one of which is the possibility of the reintroduction of GST. What's your take on this?
We have been supportive of GST because we believe that this is a much better system, tax system, that will help as well as the SMEs, especially in the manufacturing sector. You know, with the manufacturing sector, we're more competitive as compared to the SST. This will definitely help the SME because a lot of us are involved into trading export of business. And like I said many times, you know, we are going to compete with many external manufacturers or even external companies coming in, into our market. So we have to make ourselves viable in terms of having more equipped competitive advantage to go against them. And my suggestion, of course, if it's going to be implemented, that but not at the moment. We will suggest it would be best implemented after year 2024.
Give All us right. All right, Chi Siang, thanks very much for speaking to us. That was Chin Chi Siang, National Secretary General at the SME Association of Malaysia, giving us the budget wish list for SMEs. 7:59 in the morning. We're heading into the 8 a.m. news bulletin. And after that, live on The Breakfast Grill, Shaoning speaks to Datuk Kamarul Rizwan Muhammad, founder and group CEO of Uzma. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
This BFM Budget 2023 special was brought to you by Ma Sing. Reinvent spaces. Enhance life.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.